Quarantines are back in effect in parts of West Africa. That's because Ebola refuses to go away. Despite dramatic drops in the overall numbers of Ebola cases in Sierra Leone and Guinea, these countries are still struggling to stop the deadly disease. NPR's Jason Bobien reports.
While Liberia was declared Ebola-free in May, Sierra Leone confirmed 14 new cases this week, and Guinea counted 10. Over the last 3 months, the case tallies in both Sierra Leone and Guinea have dipped towards zero, only to then bounce back up. To try to finally wipe out Ebola once and for all, Sierra Leone President Ernest Bai Koroma last week ordered soldiers to enforce new community-wide quarantines around the most recent cases.
The curfew restrictions and the soldier activities will last for a 21-day period.
People are not allowed to leave the quarantine communities, and the government has imposed a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. The World Health Organization says the new restrictions are aimed at, quote, ending the secret movement of cases, contacts, and dead bodies that has propagated transmission over the past 2 months. President Koroma says anyone caught violating the quarantine will be arrested. Guinea arguably is in a worse position than Sierra Leone. The outbreak has been going on longer in Guinea, it's more geographically widespread, and some rural communities in Guinea have blocked health workers from entering. Dr. Daniel Lucy, a professor of immunology at Georgetown University, just returned from Guinea last week.
I think it's going to be very difficult to actually get to zero cases and to stay at zero cases in Sierra Leone and Guinea.
This was Lucy's fourth trip to the region over the course of this outbreak. Last fall, he worked as a doctor on Ebola treatment wards both in Sierra Leone and Liberia. After this latest trip, he still sees major problems facing the Ebola eradication effort. One bad sign is that people continue to die from Ebola at home and are only diagnosed as having the disease post-mortem.
Which means they've been sick for days or possibly weeks and therefore contagious. Who did they expose? It's hard to know once they're dead.
To gain the upper hand against the outbreak, health officials need to be able to track down anyone who may have been exposed to the virus. Currently, local health authorities are monitoring more than 2,000 contacts of Ebola patients in the region. Yet, despite this, new cases keep turning up who are not on any known contacts list.
We don't have the degree of control that's essential to stop the epidemic.
To get full control of this outbreak, health officials need to be able to go visit the contacts who are being monitored for Ebola. They have to get blood samples to laboratories. They have to be able to transport patients to isolation wards and safely bury anyone who's died of the disease. In remote parts of Africa with poorly maintained dirt roads, this is difficult in the best of times. And it'll get even more difficult as the seasonal rains kick into full gear.
If we haven't been able to succeed the last 6 months in the dry season, how are we going to succeed in the next approximately 6 months to the end of this year in the rainy season?
Lucy says there has been incredible progress against Ebola. At the apex of this outbreak last fall, there were more than 1,000 cases being reported each week. Now we're down to just 24 new cases weekly. But Lucy warns that those last few cases may be the hardest. And if the outbreak doesn't get completely stopped soon, he says there's a danger Ebola could become endemic in the region. Jason Bobien, NPR News.